As the priests were going into the middle of the river, and they saw the water stop, and the people of Israel began to cross. You can imagine, like, wow, is this really happening? Like, this is happening right now. And some of them, like Joshua, right? He probably remembered when the Lord brought them across the Red Sea, right? So God had done that in the past, and now he's bringing them through another body of water to pass through to go into the promised land. But for many, it was like, whoa, like, this is really happening. Like, this mile-long raging river has just stopped. And so their faith must have been just like, it just must have increased. If you can imagine, seeing that miracle right before your eyes must have increased their faith. And that, why the ark? Why was the ark so crucial to this? The ark went before the people. The priests were carrying it. The ark represents the presence of God. The presence of God goes before us, and we follow. The presence of God stopped the waters from coming. And each of the Israelites, as they were going through the riverbed, they were passing the presence, they were passing the ark, and entering into the promised land. And again, they set up the stones to remember. Now, there was, you know, once they got to the other side, as with all of us, we sometimes go back into, you know, our regular thinking patterns, our regular way of thinking. Even after experiencing miracles ourselves, sometimes we go back into our fleshly thinking, right? We go back to like, well, how are we going to take this land, right? How are we going to, what is getting through the river have to do with taking this land from these like giants? Like, I mean, we can get through, I know we can get through rivers because I got through river before now, but what does that have to do with being able to defeat all these armies? So it's almost like one miracle in my mind doesn't equate to another miracle going ahead. You know, we can all get in this, like, God, yeah, God delivered me when I got saved, but, you know, maybe he won't be able to help me find a new job, right? Like, it's like, God's power is like only like what you experience. That's not the case, right? It's not just what we experience that qualifies God for what he can do for us in the future, okay? So again, these people, they cross the river, they still have to take the land. But again, it's the principle of what he did. It's what he said he was going to do, he did. And he just said, I'm going to give you the land. I'm going to give you this land. He said it again and again. This is your promised land. I will be with you. Now, again, it's the Lord will bring to reminder who he is. Just like we sang this morning, I mean this afternoon, we sang these songs. We remember, oh, great God, you're great. You know, you're the Lord of heaven and earth. Like, yes, that's who you are. And sometimes, you know, people wonder, or especially people who don't, like, go to our church, right? They may wonder, why do we keep singing the same lyrics over and over again, right? Like, why don't we just go through the song? But we keep saying the same thing over and over again. And I believe that in that singing, like, something's unlocked, right? Like, our hearts and our minds are opened up to, like, who God is. And sometimes it takes us to repeat the same sentence over and over until we get it, right? If we were just to go straight through, even if we sang that song straight through, for me, I'd be blessed. But I felt like as we kept singing, as we kept declaring who he is, something opened up for myself. And I'm sure many of you guys can relate. Something, oh my goodness, God is great. Like, this is who he is. Yes, and then you heard people praising, you heard people, like, you saw people raising their hands. It's because something was unlocked as we remembered who he was. And this is something that we are called to continually to do in our lives. Remember who he is. Remember who he is. Read his word. Study his word. Sing the praises of the Lord. Do the adoration prayer. You know, we've heard so much about adoration prayer here. And what adoration does is it's us declaring who he is. It blesses the Lord. It blesses the Lord when we remember who he is. But it also unlocks something for us. Right? Like, if I'm in the midst of a stressful, like, situation, and I'm just declaring, God, you are the way maker. God, you're the miracle worker. God, and you're going to do it. Right? It doesn't change who he is. He's always been that. He's always been that. It doesn't change. But for me, it's an awakening. It's a remembering. Ah, yes, you are the miracle worker. Yes, yes, I remember you healed cancer. You've already done it. You're going to do it again. Right? This is what the power of remembrance. Now we can also look at this theme of remembrance and apply it to the church, like the global church, I mean, right? So we look at the promises in the word, right? So there's one, you know, the crutch of God's promise to bring a blessing to the whole world, right? In Genesis 12, 1 through 3. I will make you, this is his promise to Abraham, I will make you into a great nation and I will bless you. I will make your name great and you will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you and whoever curses you, I will curse. And all the peoples on earth will be blessed through you. And he's promised to bring his kingdom over the nations and to bring his blessing to the nations. In Isaiah 2, Zechariah 8, these are promises that he's made. In Joel 2, we know the famous verse of Acts, right? I will pour out my spirit on all people. Your sons and your daughters will prophesy. Your old men will dream dreams. Your young men will see visions. Even on my servants, both men and women, I will pour out my spirit in those days. And at the end, he says, and everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. These are his promises, right? These are promises that are being fulfilled. We haven't done it. We haven't seen it fully yet. But if he said it, he's going to do it. If he said it, he's going to do it, right? And even the verse that Dustin and Holly read earlier from Malachi 1:11, right? So that's a promise as well. My name will be great among the nations, from where the sun rises to where it sets. In every place, incense and pure offerings will be brought to me, because my name will be great among the nations, says the Lord Almighty. These are his promises. These are his promises. They're going to happen. And this is what I mean, remembrance to revival. That's the first part. Remembrance to revival. It's easy to forget the grand plans that God has. We look at, if we focus too much on the news, you could be like, oh, things are getting worse. You know, it's getting hopeless. But we forget what God said then. God said, he will pour our spirit on all flesh. He will bless all the nations. Right? There will be hard times. That's true, but the church will overcome. Because, again, just like the presence of the Lord went before the Israelites, the presence of the Lord is going with and before the church now. This is who he is. Even for our church, Rock Church, we've heard prophetic words over the years. The hope stories and miracles we've seen along the way. These are all things that we can look back to and say, Lord, you did it. You said it. It's going to happen. You did it before, you're going to do it again, right? So this is how we can apply it to our own church. And maybe you're thinking, oh, that person received a miracle, but I haven't seen mine yet. But it's, again, you're going back to that situation where, oh, well, you got me through the river, but how are you going to get me, you know? And it's the phrase I heard from Helen, right? Your victory is my victory, right? So if the Lord did it for you, he's going to do it for me, right? The Lord did it for you, he loves me the same. And he's going to fight for me too, right? Your victory is my victory. The church's victory is my victory. We are on the journey together. And even at a personal level, right? This theme of remembrance can get us through whatever challenges may lie ahead of us. For Moses, it was the deliverance from bondage in Egypt. The Lord used him, and then the Lord established the Passover. For Joshua, it was the memorial stones that God told him to set up, so that people will see, ah, yes. And then just like the Lord assured Joshua, as I was with Moses, I was with you. So even when Joshua, when he looks at those stones himself, he'll be like, yes, that's what God told me. I remember. And what I love at the end is, you know, they talk about when future generations see those stones. When future generations, long after Joshua's gone, they see those stones and they say, Daddy, what are those stones? That's a moment for them to say, let me tell you what God did. Let me tell you what he did for us. And that's the same thing today. So for the youth who are here, you may have heard stories of, you know, from people in the church, your parents tell you, oh, this is what God is doing. This is what God has done. Whether or not you've experienced it yourself, believe that he's the same God for you. He's the same God in your life. I'm going to highlight you, Alex. So I love when Alex and the team went to Thailand this summer, 15 of us, many of the youth, right, were there. Many youth were there. And I remember just hearing, when we got back from Thailand, just hearing him share, like, I've seen miracles at the church. I've seen it. But when God used me to heal that lady's foot, it blew my mind. That's who God is. I mean, again, you've seen it. You've heard it from your parents. You've heard it from Pastor John, the leaders here. Maybe you, whether or not you've experienced it yourself, He's the same God for you. He's the same God in your life. So just believe. Just believe that He has these same great things for you. And I will say even greater. You guys will see greater things than we will. Okay? Amen. We had a Pastor John and I had breakfast with Eric and his team from De La Fe. If you guys have heard De La Fe testimonies, it's a ministry on YouTube that they share people's testimonies. And we were just marveling at like how the Lord has been using these testimonies. And it's if you think about it, there's like, they have like hundreds of thousands of subscribers. Some of the videos hit like, you know, a lot. But some of these are coming from the next generation that are watching. I submit many of them are coming from the next generation, right? And if you think about it, we're told, oh yeah, the next generation, they have super short attention spans. If it's over a minute, they're not going to watch it, right? It has to be a YouTube short if you're going to show a testimony, right? But, you know, many of them, 30 minutes, an hour, plus an hour, and they're being watched. So that shows me something, that there's a hunger in the next generation. They're hungry for something real. They're hungry for something more. And they're finding it through these testimonies. It's like, they may be going through something themselves that they're hearing that God overcame in that person. And then that increases their faith. That increases their hope. Whether or not they know the Lord yet, I believe seeds are planted. If God helped them get over drug addiction, I think He can do the same for me. Right? God rescued them from a pornography addiction. I'm struggling, and God will get me through that. God can do that with me too. So when people are tuning into these testimonies of what God has done, it's a remembrance. The people are remembering in front of the world what God had done for them. That's their testimony. And now people are benefiting by hearing that. It's like a memorial stone. This is what God did. And the people can claim it for themselves. God can do it for me too then. Because God doesn't change. God is who He is. Right? So this theme of remembrance is so powerful. And then as a people draw closer to God, we remember who He is. We remind ourselves who He is when we need to remember. If we don't have that personal experience in our lives, we hear it from other people, people who have been through it and have God has helped them overcome. We look at and through His Word and see what He has done. Like, why would God do mighty things in the past, but now He won't do it anymore? Like, no, this is the same God. This is the same God. The one who delivered Israelites from Egypt, He can deliver me from whatever situation I'm going through. It's not as tough as theirs. Right? Jesus, He healed the lame so that they could walk. He healed the blind eyes. Right? He has done the miracles in the past, and He's still the same God today. He's still alive. He's not changed. And we're going to end with a promise. So we're going from remembrance to revival and on to glory. Because revival is not the... I mean, revival, we all want revival, but revival is not the end of the story, right? Revival is not an end to itself. Revival will awaken the church, will bring people into the church, but it's all for God's glory. It's all for His glory. And one day, in the new heavens and the new earth, we will all be in glory with the Lord. We will be in the presence, in His fullness. So I'm going to read, as I've read some scriptures from promises in the past, I'm going to read one more scripture as I close from Revelations 21. And this is a promise for us, His people, for those of us who have put our trust in Him. And if there's, as we read this passage, if there's any of you who are not sure if you've already put in your faith and your trust in the Lord Jesus. You can do it. You can do it now. In your own words, in your own time, in your own room. Maybe even as we worship today, as we close in worship, if you don't know, if you've ever put your faith and trust in the Lord, now's your chance. Say, Lord, I trust in you. I believe what your word says. I believe in your promises. You said that you paid for our sins on the cross. You say that you rose again. And that you are the living God. Our sins are paid for. And you want a relationship with me. This is who you are. I'm going to put my faith in you. And this is the promise that we who place our faith in the Lord have. From Revelation 21. Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth. For the first heaven and first earth had passed away, and there was no longer any sea. I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride, beautifully dressed for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, Look, God's dwelling place is now among the people, and he will dwell with them. They will be his people, and God himself will be with them and be their God. Could we all rise as I read this? He will wipe away every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death, or mourning, or crying, or pain. For the old order of things has passed away. He who was seated on the throne said, I am making everything new. Then he said, Write this down, for these words are trustworthy and true. This is his word. So this is what we have. This is the promise that we have ahead of us. Whether we live to be 120 or not, we have an everlasting promise. We have something ahead of us to look forward to, the fullness of God's glory, where he will wipe away every tear from our eyes, that we will dwell with him for eternity, getting to know him more and more, praising his name, discovering more and more who he is. This is our inheritance. So Lord, we thank you, Lord, for your promises are always, always yes and amen. Father, we remember right now who you are. From the very beginning, you created each and everything, and you said, it is good. We thank you, Lord, that even when we stumbled and fell, you never gave up on us. We remember the promise you gave to Abraham, Lord, that you will bless all the nations of the earth through him, through his line. Lord, we remember, Lord, you brought the Israelites out of Egypt on dry land through the Red Sea. We remember, Lord, you bring Joshua and the Israelites through the Jordan when the waters were raging in flood season. We thank you for all the promises, Lord, you gave through your prophets of the coming Messiah, Lord, that was fulfilled in Jesus. We thank you, Lord Jesus, and we remember, Lord, that you lived a sinless life. That you who are innocent paid for our sins on the cross by your body, by your blood. We thank you and remember, Lord Jesus, that you didn't stay dead. You rose again on the third day. Lord, and that you ascended to the right hand of your Father and you poured out your Spirit on all flesh. And we remember the promise, Lord, that you will continue to pour out your Spirit. That the old men will dream dreams, young men will see visions. You will pour out your Spirit on the young and the old. You are not a respecter of persons, Lord. You do not discriminate, Lord. You love. You pour out your Spirit. You anoint and you use, God. Thank you, Lord, that whether children, youth, young adults, Lord, you love each and every one. Lord, you can use each and every one. We have faith. We believe. We remember who you are.